If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Niamh, we are giving a treat to our listeners on the free feed. The listeners who are not shamefully not
contributing
to us over on Headstuff Plus.
I know.
We are giving them a little glimpse of what they are missing on the bonus feed.
Yeah.
This is the very first episode of Vintage Rants.
Oh my God, that was so fun too.
It was fun.
It really was very fun.
And it's free to your ears.
Just this once now.
Just this once. Just a little sample.
Come on in, the water's warm.
Exactly.
You know.
This is Vintage Rants, episode one. Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Bonus.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I know, long promised.
Long promised. Here are our bonus episodes. You are our important listeners. Yep. I'm not saying our other listeners are not important.
No, but you're the ones who pay us.
You're the ones who pay us. You're the ones who keeps the light on. I'm drinking a fancy coffee.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we have, you know, I had to make our own brownies.
We made our own brownies because, you know, times are tough.
Yeah, couldn't times afford the brownie with the coffee.
Like, and she made those brownies in Belfast and she drove them.
I did.
Down here. The carbon footprint on those brownies are like an avocado. But you know what? They're worth it, Niamh.
Yeah, they are.
The destruction that they're doing to the climate.
I know.
It's absolutely worth it.
Every
to
bite.
Have the perfect combination of fudgy, moist.
Yeah.
Brownie.
I know. They are good, I have to say. And I'm not a big brownie fan, but I quite like my ones. And I know that's a bit weird to say that, like, but
yeah,
you know,
no,
they
it's
are
not
nice.
Weird. It's just your it's pure arrogance.
It is. You're totally.
Saying, I don't like brownies ordinarily because the ones I'm used to are mine and they're perfect. And Niamh, you're absolutely right. I applaud the confidence.
They are very chocolatey and very fudgy and very nicely. But this does not...
Very delicious.
You know, it doesn't actually solve what we're doing here today. We still haven't informed them what we're going to do in our bonus.
We are not professionals.
No.
We're not proper agony aunts. We're not.
Okay.
We're absolutely not.
Okay.
And we have to say that because we could be sued.
Yeah, we could be. And to be fair, if you haven't discovered that in the first 85 or 6 or 7 or 8 programs.
Absolutely.
You know, it's about time you knew.
What you need to know about us is that if you write in for our advice, you are rolling a dice.
Yeah.
Because we're an entertainment show.
We are, really. We are.
We really are.
We are.
So what we decided we'd do is we need to like hone our skills, Niamh. Mm-hmm. And what we decided we'd do is we'd go back to the classics.
I know. That's very true. And when Grod asked me about this, right, and who is an agony rant for me, or an agony aunt, might say, definitely I think of Jackie Magazine, right? Because when I was young. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who are not old enough to remember Jackie Magazine, but it was a big magazine for teens, especially in the 70s. Now, clearly I didn't quite hit the teens. You know, I literally missed the teens. But I have two older sisters who used to buy the Jackie Magazine. And of course, you're always going to read your older sister's comics.
Of course. And all they used to do those things. Like, do you remember they do those photo... Like,
oh, yeah.
It was like a comic.
Real life stories.
A photo. Yeah, it was real, like all shot by models.
Yeah, but not in fishnet tights, which they would have done in the sun.
And like all of these 14-year-olds would be smoking, but that wouldn't have that would have nothing to do with what they were talking about.
No, definitely
it was
not.
Like they'd all be smoking, but it was like, my father has left us.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it's funny actually because it was Kathy.
Like emphysema, you're 14.
It was Kathy and Claire. Kathy and Claire were the agony aunts. There was two of them for a start, which is intriguing enough, like ourselves.
Absolutely.
And but the funny part was that they got hundreds of messages every week into their...
Yeah, apparently 400 letters a week into their mailbox.
Similar to us, right?
Exact same.
Anyway.
Agnewrants@gmail.com. Yeah, for the please, love of God, send in your problems.
For God's sake. Anyway, so, but the funny thing is that apparently most of them were about sex, but obviously they couldn't print them in these because, you know, as forward thinking as they were in the 70s and as, you know,
yeah,
they didn't actually, in teen magazines, it wasn't acceptable. So quite a lot of them that got through were kind of fairly, you know, watered down in the sense of the problems that they would have gone for. We've had some fun picking out a couple.
A lot of these problems now are not problems.
No. Not in the way that we see it. But I feel that they're like at the root of what most problems happen.
I mean, I'll be honest. If I had written to Kathy and Claire and my problem ended up in a book,
yeah,
I'd be suing.
Would you?
Some of these problems now.
Yeah.
Some of them, they're not great.
I feel at some point you should write a problem as if you were a 13-year-old self and see it, where means, we are.
I think you've got records of the stuff I used to write when I was 13
Funny
years
you
of
should
age.
Say that.
It's not great.
I have letters. The problems you were having were Dear definitely Niamh, not the ones you have now.
Dear Niamh, you are Fengless's Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. I have them in a special locked box. Anyway, so, but yeah, no, but here's the thing. It would be really fun to see how we would, you know, approach it and then to read what they actually come out with.
That's what we thought we'd do. We thought, let's compare our sage, informed advice with the professionals.
Yeah.
The people that have gone down in history.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I don't know how professional they were. We'd have to do a deep dive on that.
What happened to Kathy and Claire?
I don't know. They're probably living in a house somewhere.
We should look that up.
I know.
God, what if they've,
died.
They could be dead. Yeah.
Yeah, they could be dead.
They could be dead. Well, they also could be in jail.
We're unlikely to be sued then.
I mean, I can't imagine that Jackie, Agony Ann Collin paid a lot of money.
Oh.
You know.
Do you think they had to go to a life of crime?
You never know.
I don't know. It was really popular, that magazine. You just never know.
I have a copy of Jackie at home. I know I do. Because it's in my old box of teenage stuff.
You bought a magazine of Jackie in your teenage years. That should have been a big indicator for you.
I'll tell you why I did, because the twins were on the back of it. The twins from Neighbours. Because Jackie used to have a poster. The back page of Jackie was a poster.
It was.
Yeah. And it was the twins from Neighbours.
Right.
And I was obsessed with the twins from Neighbours.
Do you know what's interesting? Jackie went till 1993. So I feel almost like...
Well, you see, the twins... They obviously had the twins in just to try and bolster the flag in sales.
When would that been? Kind of
1991, 92.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I was obsessed.
Wow, you really
So
were.
I still have that Jackie magazine.
Oh, we have to dig it out. So I wonder what the problem's in that.
I know, I wonder.
Okay, so this one is entitled, I Dread His Kisses.
This is from a lesbian.
Yeah. No. So clearly we're going to take this very seriously. Okay, do you want to read it?
Dear Kathy and Claire, I have the most ridiculous problem with my boyfriend, Dave. And I know lots of other girls have come across this at some time or another. So please print it and help us out. There wasn't a lot of awareness of lesbian issues back then.
No, there really wasn't.
And this is as far as it went.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been going out with each other for a long time. And we're both very fond of each other.
Now, every generation has its own words for things. Never in a million years would I have thought talking to would have been a thing.
The word fond has been pretty clear for every generation.
Okay.
I am fond of you. It's something... Oh.
Oh.
Decline. Joanne McNally.
Oh, Joanne. It's my time with him.
I think if you are fond of somebody, that's what you say to somebody before you say... They don't mean as much to you as you think.
It's been lovely.
It's been lovely. I'm very fond of you.
It's not you.
It's not that I'm not fond of you.
It's not you. It's me. One of
the
those
trouble
ones.
Is, I never really liked him kissing me.
Oh my gosh.
This sounds horrid and picky. It does, but not for those reasons. I know. But really, it's reached a point where I dread being alone with him in case he kisses me.
Oh my God.
Lesbian.
It's not true.
I've tried subtle hints, but they don't work. I don't want to hurt his feelings, and I don't want to lose him, but I just can't go on like this anymore. Please, what can I do?
Grode.
This is a classic example of somebody that's just like, oh my God, if anybody just looked at me, just anybody, I'll be with them. Just like somebody, please.
I'm not
worth anything. That's no harsh. Self-worth going on.
Well, there is a bit of that. But have you never really liked someone? You kind of build it up in your head. And back then, you didn't kiss on a first date. It wasn't like you just were like wearing the face off each other.
I kissed on a first date. I know. Stuff done.
You're a different era, right? I got to tell you. You sort of lead up to these things. And not only that, back in that time, right, when I was like in my teens, which was kind of early 80s, it was possible that you could actually be going out, you know, talking to someone who some girl thought she was going out with, but the guy didn't actually know about it. You know, there was a lot of that went on. You know, it wasn't quite as...
It was like I'm meeting somebody at a field after they play football and then you told all your friends that you were engaged.
Yeah, in other words, that you're... Yes, exactly. Or more importantly, what used to happen was, you know, they'd see them at school discos or see them. Because obviously, for a lot of us, especially in Ireland, you weren't in the same school or anything. You know, there was a lot of mystery around the men in your life. You know, and the thing is, you build up this idea that this person's going to be amazing at everything because you just fancy their pants off them.
I know, yeah.
And then there's that moment. And have you never fancied someone and then suddenly you kiss them and you realise that's actually nothing there?
Absolutely not, Niamh.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. When I'm in,
you
I'm
do
in.
Research.
When I'm in, I'm in. Well, if I fancy somebody and I kiss them...
It's happened to me.
It's happening. How?
Well, because you just really like someone and you get excited about the whole thing. And then, I mean, it's a long time ago. And then you're kind of kissing and you're going, would you stop doing that? I mean, there's nothing worse than the big Hoover face or the...
I'll fix them.
Oh, you fix them.
Yeah. Like if somebody can't kiss, I'm like, no, we're going to stop this now. And this is the way it's going to roll.
Oh, were you always that confident? I mean, would you have been confident in your like early teens?
No, I'm not confident about that stuff. But, you know. There's
I know,
there's a level of ridiculousness. It's like no. We're not doing. You're not chawing the head off me now every time we have a snog.
I know. There's nothing worse than, you know, if you really like someone but they do that whole let's just lick your entire face while I'm kissing. Even the thought of it.
And also, let's brush teeth here.
Oh God.
Proper teeth hygiene.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you know you're proper in love if you go for the morning badger. You know what I mean? Like if you haven't washed your teeth. Yeah, I'm badger here. I haven't actually washed my teeth this morning. If you can deal with a kiss at that time in the morning.
That is the most disgusting thing you've ever said.
What do you mean? You know, when you know in the morning and you haven't quite got down to brush your teeth yet. So the thing is, you know, I'm...
There's nothing more disgusting than somebody kissing you with toast crumbs on their face.
No, toast is not too bad.
Oh, no, it's the pits.
Could be worse.
It's just a level of domesticity that I'm just not willing to accept.
You better be keeping up standards if you're going out
it's
with
like,
the road.
Brush your teeth, use mouthwash.
I know, my God.
Yeah, and then there comes a point in a relationship where if somebody's like trying something on at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's like you have some respect for yourself. Go have a shower. We'll pick this up in 20 minutes.
I can wait.
Exactly. And we always can.
Yes, there's no reason. Oh,
there's
my
no
God, what level of passion
no
are you
excuse.
At? Like, there's no moment when you just become overcome by the moment.
I'm rarely overcome by the moment, Niamh. Rarely overcome.
I'm shocked.
A lot that goes on in my life is very choreographed.
Yeah, it is, really. You know what? It's a bit difficult because we don't really know the age, but it has to be young, right? It has to be young
or it has to be completely thick.
No, not thick is a wrong word. It's inexperienced, naive, maybe.
I know, but like back then, you see, that was the thing when you were a kid. It was like if somebody kissed you, you were like, oh, this is incredible.
I know. And then
somebody
you'd have,
kisses me.
Your lips are all roaring red.
I'd kiss the bus, man.
I know, would you?
Oh my God, yeah. Teenage hormones, you kiss anything.
I know you would, actually, to be honest. I was a bit more selective.
Well, yeah, you did have standards.
But in saying that, I was more selective. Life was definitely more selective towards me. Shall we say? I didn't have many opportunities.
Only if they weren't queuing up. That's why I used to seize those opportunities with both
they
hands.
They definitely weren't queuing up for me either, let me tell you. I know.
Seize them with both hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot them, stun them, drag them home. I think my advice to this person would be you're just not attracted to them.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it is probably true.
But I think, you see, that was a generation. Like in the 70s, it was like, I feel like there wasn't a lot of attraction around.
Well, to be fair, have you seen the pictures? Like,
I don't.
Like even the pop stars at the time, there was no finesse.
I don't remember seeing like a passionate couple. Like there was no Scott and Charlene.
What do you mean?
But you know, back around then, I mean, I don't, I.
Oh, you mean on TV?
On TV, or even like out, you know, snogging on a wall.
Well, when did Grange Hill start? There might have been snogging.
Yeah,
on a wall.
Grange Hill, I think, brought it. It was a bit of a sexual revolution for the 14-year-old.
Was Grange Hill would have definitely had snogging on the wall.
But there wasn't. I would imagine this person is probably, you know, I'd say she's grown up.
Yeah.
She's married to Alison. They have an organic farm.
You see,
she's very happy. She keeps pigs. She's vegan. Yeah, you know.
Maybe she just didn't fancy him.
Or yeah, she had a country and western album that didn't go anywhere.
More importantly, maybe she taught him how to kiss. I'm going to go down another one. Maybe she, you know, got some advice. Maybe they told her to kind of look at the way that's going and taught him how to kiss like you did. You remember you taught other people to kiss?
I did teach people how
to kiss.
And
was there did you stay with any of them?
No.
And did they get any better?
Yeah.
So you made them better for other people.
That was what I did.
I was so charitable.
I was very much a fixer-upper. I was very much a factory.
Wow.
I took in the raw material, I moulded them, and then I sent them off to other people so they could have happy lives.
Are we missing a trick here in the reality series? You know, surely there must be. You know the way you kind of have people in extreme makeover situations? Maybe that's what we need to
do. Oh,
I
made people over. Yeah. In you come. You can come and live with me. Oh, of course. Now, the first thing we're going to do is get rid of your cardigans.
You cannot talk about cardigans. You are fond of a cardi yourself.
I'm fond of a cardigan, but there are some people they suit and some people they don't. Now, I'm one of the people that they don't, but I'm going to persist. We're going to get rid of cardigans and we're going to get rid of pointy boots.
Oh, yeah. Pointy boots.
Yeah.
But they were a thing.
Backwards paddy cap.
A backwards paddy cap? What is that?
I did throw a selection of them in the bin once.
Jeez.
Yeah, people, do you remember that? It was a real boys' own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd have those Kangol.
Okay.
Backwards paddy caps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed quite a few people.
You sorted them.
Yeah, I did. There's a lot of gay men living very happy lives with people that have been through the Farrelly machine.
Now, where would you have stood on the Paul Mescal heavy gold chain thing, you know, from Normal People? Do you remember? I will never forgive him. My youngest is very fond of a heavy gold chain.
Heavy gold chain and a pair of gas shorts with no kecks.
I just want to kill him for it. Well, you like that?
I mean, that man has done very well for somebody that's done little more than show as Mickey on national television.
That's very harsh.
Well, I mean, he's a good actor. Like,
he is a good
actor.
There's
lots of good actors.
Yeah, but you know, there's lots of. Yeah, there's lots of good everything. It's just sometimes it is luck, you know. Maybe it's just the gold chain. Who knows? Maybe you started wearing a gold chain, huh?
Finish that sentence.
You could, you know, rule the world. I don't know.
Well, I think my advice for this is you're a lesbian, accept it, move on.
That's
one
option.
Or you, like, you're just not that into him.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, you could be really into someone, but the second your lips lock, if it's not happening for you, you're wasting your time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain spark that this person has just not experienced. And I have to say, Kathy and Claire, I hope they absolutely went for her for wasting her time.
I know. I hope so, but we don't know.
We've got the results.
Oh, yeah,
we've got
okay.
the. Do you want to read it?
Okay, I'll read it. Okay. So, do I have to put on the voice?
Well, actually, what's your take?
Well, my take is simple. I think, to be fair, you just build up this. I think back then you would have built up this whole idea because there isn't the same. And I think you do it on social media now as well, where you create this whole persona, right? And you've made up this your mind about someone else. And then you get up and then you do the kiss thing. And the kiss thing, you know, the intimacy thing is such a big thing, right?
It's a very big
and,
thing.
You know, it can actually change your perception. You could have a complete mutt in front of you who's like drives you demented. Drives you demented, but if he knows how to kiss, like,
I know,
come on,
yeah, it's worth a lot.
You know,
I did go out with somebody who was like a great.
It's nothing better than somebody like, can really kiss.
Somebody like, knew his way around, and he was an absolute mess.
Like, I know.
As people go, what a disaster.
But
I mean,
still,
what an awful life I would have had with that man.
I know, but still, the great kissing. You'd have had great kissing.
Great.
I know. Yeah. So to me, if it's not happening there, the chances are, even if you try to teach them, it's...
Well, you see, the thing about it is, right, I feel like in relationships, you go through a phase where kissing is relevant. Like, you don't have those phases where you're, like, I mean... You know, in a long-term relationship, you're not wearing the face off each other in the park.
Yeah, it's not something that goes on for hours. It's like, yeah, passing by. How are you?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have quite the same, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, but still.
You know, the passion wanes.
Oh, dear.
Long kissing sessions become efficient hand jobs.
Time managed.
Time, exactly. Exactly.
No longer. Do you find it difficult to get through your food to get to the point where you're having your dessert?
Exactly, yes. Like, I won't eat. I won't eat before this one.
I know. Where you care whether you've actually shaved your legs.
I know, yeah.
I know.
Instead of thinking I've shaved my legs, think you'll get what you get and you'll be glad of it. So let's hear what Kathy and Claire had to say.
Okay, so I'm going to read this out, okay? So I don't know if I have to assume a voice, but anyway.
I'd imagine it's very jolly hockey sticks.
Oh, darling.
Jolly hockey sticks.
From what you've said, it doesn't sound as if he's a boy you really want to get serious about. You may be very fond of him, but you could just want a friendship with him, not a special boyfriend slash girlfriend relationship. You obviously can't tell him outright that you can't want to carry on going out with him. But you don't want him to get near you. So why don't you just change the whole relationship?
I think Kathy and Claire, they're dancing around the word repulsed.
Yeah.
But go on.
Then you can go out, meet other people, and when there's someone you do want to kiss, you'll know it's time to get serious about
this. This is the most basic bitch advice I've ever heard in my life.
And strangely
enough,
I can't
believe these two were cashing a check, but go on.
Going out with Dave on a purely friendly basis may help your problem in other ways. By removing the feeling that you think you have to kiss him because he's your boyfriend, you'll be able to build up a much more natural relationship, and you may find that kissing him will come more naturally.
Oh yeah, you're going out with a munt or so, persist.
Which is
that's
how things should be after all. Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's grim advice now.
It's of its time, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's of its time, but like, so is fear of nuclear war.
Look, if
it
you
doesn't mean
if you look, read under that, it's like put a wheelie bin through him. Like, you
I feel like it's, you know,
I think it's naive, actually, this advice, because it's making it out like she's still going to be friends with this person as soon as she says, I don't like kissing you.
I know, but it's also really like, just take whatever you can get.
How many people?
Now, be very careful about this question.
How many people go on to be just friends after they... Very few people do become friends after they've had a good ale wear. You know what I mean? It's quite difficult.
Am I friends with anyone?
I mean, I have a couple who I'm friendly with, yeah, and I can still meet them, but I don't... We don't hang out because it's...
No, I'm not friends with anyone.
You know, it's kind of a thing. And, you know, I mean, there's the ones I was attracted to.
Why am I not friends with anyone?
Why?
I'm not friends with anyone that I've been with.
Anyone or just, you know, people you've been with.
I mean, the odd text, like.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Just like, text? Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Still?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm unforgettable.
I know you are.
Also,
you are.
I publicise my birthday. I do the marketing.
They know how important
that
is.
No, but like, I...
Do they sign some sort of contract that I have to wish you happy birthday?
No, but
I know what you mean.
None of them I'd be meeting for coffee.
No, it's very unnatural, I think, in some ways.
Not that I wouldn't.
Yeah. But then some people have moved on to be friends. I don't know. I have met a lot of people who have been, like, you know, intimate with each other and then suddenly they're just mates, except in the cast of Friends.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a conversation. I feel like
Let us know if you're friends with an ex.
Yeah.
@gmail.com. I'm always very curious about these relationships. I do know somebody who's friends with all of his ex.
Yeah.
And I also know somebody who slept with all of his friends.
Okay. Are they the same person?
No, different people.
Okay. Well, no, I am friendly with some of my exes in the sense that I can meet them and be in the same space as them. And
yeah, I've nobody I'd avoid.
Yeah, but I think Well, I'd have one. No, but actually, to be fair, I think that there are definitely situations where it's quite difficult for your present relationship if you're really friendly with an ex. Do you not think?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, you know.
Well, I guess it can be.
It depends on how you know each other and how ex you are. And more important, I think that's the worry for present people is how ex you are.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I mean, why are you hanging on to that if, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, would I be upset if my partner was friends with an ex? I don't know that I would. I mean, he is friends with some of his exes.
Oh.
But I don't know that I... No, I don't.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think some people would struggle with that, definitely.
I'm very modern, Niamh.
You are modern.
Very modern.
Very modern, as long as they keep it tidy.
Yeah, it's the apathy.
And do the kissing.
Pure and adulterated apathy.
You know.
It's like, I don't care what you do, but you'll clean that bathroom.
And well. And in the manner I like to have it done.
Exactly.
So you definitely teach them how to kiss. Yeah, I think Cathy and Claire are going to get out of jail card here, really.
Yeah, Cathy and Claire, this is an absolute shit show. No business being advice columnists. And I think myself and Niamh won this one.
Yeah, I think to be fair, the ick factor has definitely been described there, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's an initial ick.
Yeah. So there you go. We would be interested in your take on it if you wanted to let us know.
agonyrants@gmail.com. And if you've got an old
issue of Jackie or an old agony and problem
that you would like us to have a go at.
Oh, we'd love it.
Fire away, send them through.
Yeah, it'd be so fun.
I'm going to try and get a few Patricia Redlicks. Do you remember Patricia Redlicks?
Yes,
she used to
I
be
do.
In the Indo. Yeah, she was always, yeah. She,
God, I think there were some great ones there.
Yeah, she was always writing very, very.
Was she direct?
She was very direct, particularly around matters of genitals.
Matters of genitals in the Indo. Who knew?
agonyrants@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we will be back with another bonus episode.
Yep. Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.